Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Beginning of the holidays, Nick Nack was sitting at the dining room table yesterday. We finally got the Christmas cards back from the printer, and then there was no envelopes, so I had to order envelopes. And then she's like, oh, we need stamps, too. And I was like, son of a biscuit. So I had to go out and get stamps. And, you know, as we're sitting there and she's filling them all out, we kind of had a moment, not a romantic one, but a moment that was like, we're never doing this again. I think it's time to put a bullet in the Christmas cards.
I don't blame you.
We're done.
I don't know why people still do them. I can't tell you the last time I made a Christmas card. Like,
I mean, we are approaching like $150, I think. I was quickly calculating in my head of what it is costing to send out these goofy cards to everybody that, you know, just get thrown away.
Yeah.
What is the rule anymore on how long you hold on to Christmas cards?
Do we know?
I still have yours from last year.
I do. I honestly, there was a minute where I was just kind of tossing them, but then we had the conversation last year about how much effort people put into them. Hmm.
So last year,
I put my Christmas cards in a box. So they're in a box, and that's probably what I'll do. All the Christmas cards that I get, I'll put in a box, and I'll just collect them until I'm old. And then someone will open that box. They'll be like, what are all these, Chris? Who are these people? And then they'll be confused. And so
sure.
Like,
I don't recognize anyone.
That's the process. Exactly. That's what I'll do.
Generally, I wait until after the beginning of the year. And then I'm very courteous. And I put them all through my shredder. Because I don't want, you know, people's pictures just floating around out there.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm doing a service to these people by shredding them. But this year, I've kind of not been into the season. And we're just kind of like, we've so much clutter that we're trying to get out of. I mean, 48 hours, I think, has been, and I've been tossing them.
You only hold on to them for 2 days?
I think I've been about 2 days. You want to know my hack?
What?
To make people feel like I'm really holding on to their stuff and I love that they send us a card.
Huh.
Each card that comes in, I put it on the front of the fridge, a little magnet, put it up there. I take a picture of it and send it to that person and be like, thank you for the card. You made the front of the fridge.
Oh, they think they're front and center the whole season.
So they think they're up front on my fridge the rest of the season. And then I'm like, right next to the little shredder there, a little bin, get rid of it, get
24,
done.
48-hour turnaround.
48-hour turnaround. And my little hack for everybody, if you want to do this, take the picture of it on the front of the fridge and send it to the people that sent it to you and say, you made the fridge. You're front and center. Appreciate you guys.
So funny.
And then Gonzo.
The only person I'm sending a Christmas card to this year is my mom. She's the only one who expects it. Everyone else, it's like they see all of our stuff on social media,
right? That's exactly
what
we said. Like, they see us all year long.
Like, everybody takes the obligatory Christmas pic with their family or loved ones or whatever. They post it all over their socials, and that's where you go find it. Like, that's how we do life now.
My people know what we look like. Yeah. They know what the kids look like. We're good. We had the discussion of maybe just ordering, like, 10. Can you order 10? And just send it out to, like, immediate family who might want to hold on to it, you know, for years to
longer
come.
Than 48 hours.
Just for somebody to get rid of it after you die, you know, it's like one of those things. But, I mean, we ordered, like, 100 cards this year, and we're just like, oof. And really, the amount that have come in this year is not that big, too. So I think people are starting to feel the pinch when it comes to the cost.
Yes.
And the time and the effort, and it's just not worth it anymore.
Well, and then who you're sending it to. I remember last year, the guy who worked on my car sent me a Christmas card, and I was like,
Generally, I've never met your family, right? You get randos.
Yeah, it's like, how am I getting this Christmas card? I don't even know you.
Like my dentist will send me one.
Yeah.
Like, don't care.
Thanks for the transmission, but we're good. Like, we don't need to talk anymore.
Your eye doctor sends you one.
Yeah,
see you next year.
They have your address, so they think it has to go out. And I just think that's where it gets a little silly. Like, you don't need to send a Christmas card to everybody you've come across in 2025. Like, that's just not how it works, right?
That's not how it works. I'm trying to read a few of these messages coming in. Desiree says, Jared, now they all know.
I know.
Most of them are out of state, too, so I don't know if they would know. A couple of these don't make sense. But, yeah, that's my little trickery. I don't know. Just everything this year has kind of felt kind of half-arse around our house. And I think it's just because it's been so busy. We're behind on picking up Christmas food, and we're still not even done with gifts and... You know, just yesterday, while she sent me out to get stamps, she's like, don't forget teacher presents.
Oh.
I'm like, Come on. Like a pile. And then we got piano teacher presents, you know, and basketball coach presents. It's like, where does it end?
And
too?
It's not. Like, the thing is before you would get your teacher like a $5 candle.
Yes.
Here you are, Mrs. Johnson. Oh, thank you for being a great teacher. And now you're spending like $50 on each teacher.
We have not done that. And I forgot about that. At some point, we need to, if you even want to call now, like, what teacher gifts are you getting if you're a teacher this year? What are the gifts? Or what are some of the horrible gifts you've gotten in the past? Or what are you getting your teacher this time of year? Phone lines are always open if you guys want to chat. 303-691-1649 if you're a teacher and want to talk about what you're getting this year. But yeah, for us, it was just kind of like, I had to go to Walgreens to pick up stamps, so I'm just wandering the aisles a little bit. And I'm texting Nicole. I was like, what is the teacher like? She's like, chocolate. And I'm like, well, let's find some bags of rando chocolate.
Exactly.
And I think in school, they're probably in school, my teachers. I think we're getting her like just like a puzzle. Like, we're just going to order a puzzle off Amazon. But then it's like, what do you get the piano teacher?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I see phone lines ringing. Teachers, if you want to sound off, what are gifts that you actually want? 303-691-1649. What did you generally get your teachers growing up?
An apple. Like that.
The like, old school, like,
yeah.
Apple?
Like, I don't think we got our teachers. Like, we'd give them a card again, like maybe a little candle or like a homemade gift. I remember, here's what I do remember. We would make ornaments growing up. Like, that was kind of a family tradition thing, is we would sit around with all my family and make ornaments with my grandma. And I remember a few years making ornaments for my teachers. So there was that. But never did my parents spend money on my teachers. Now, maybe they should have. I don't know. Because I'm not against it. Yeah. I bought Zoe's teacher's presents when she was a kid because I loved them. Like, and Zoe loved them. And I just thought that was a good thing to do, you know?
Lexi's texting in. She must be a teacher. For the love of God, please no more mugs.
No more mugs.
Isn't that what teachers just generally get, is a mug filled with a bunch of crap? She's like, please. No more mugs.
Can't fit anymore in my cap.
Lines are blowing up here. This must be a bunch of teachers calling in. Let's talk to Laura really quick. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. So are you a teacher by chance?
So I was a teacher for many years at an adorable Montessori preschool.
All right.
And, you know, of course you get the obligatory handmade ornaments, the many, many coffee mugs, all the things, but...
Yeah.
Several years, we had some awesome parents. I got a really expensive, nice fossil purse.
Ooh.
1 year. I mean, that thing had to cost a little bit of money. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And then I was getting like handmade bracelets. And 1 year, I got a Brighton bracelet.
Ooh.
Yeah, my mom loves Brighton jewelry.
Yeah, I was just like... Yeah, it was
Who's
exciting.
That kid trying to kiss up to
I
you?
I know. But also, you must have been a really good teacher, because that, again, reminds me, Zoe's favorite teacher, she always wanted to go above and beyond for them. So you must have made a difference in those kids' lives if their parents are getting you purses, you know?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on some random Walgreens chocolates and a puzzle?
You know, like,
what are your thoughts?
It's always great to just get anything, right?
Yeah. Teachers love puzzles, right?
Oh, gosh. Some random chocolate.
We can stop on the coffee mugs, though.
Yeah, there we go.
At some point, you're like, okay, 50 down, and I'm good.
I want to get to Sue and Alex here, but Laura, no joke, like, the amount of messages coming in about, please stop with the coffee mugs, please. Let your voices be heard, teachers. That should go out at the beginning of the year. Like, if you have to send out like a syllabus or something at the very bottom. Oh, and BTW, no coffee mugs for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll take the gift cards for coffee any day.
Exactly.
No complaint on that. Yeah.
There you go. Laura, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
We're talking about teachers' gifts. If any teachers or parents want to sound off, what are you giving your teachers? Or teachers, if you want to sound off about the things you shouldn't be getting, or the awesome things you have, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
I'm having a hard time getting off my speaker. Sorry.
We can kind of hear you. Just talk really loud. So are you a teacher?
I am not, but I was. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share
the best Christmas gift I ever received from my my children.
What is it?
I taught sixth grade in a very small town in Nebraska, and one year they all got together and chipped in and bought me a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle?
That's the best. What grade was it? Sixth grade. Okay, sixth grade, yeah.
How great is that, Sue?
That was many years ago, but that was so cool. So I wanted a bicycle, and they all chipped in. So.
Did it have a little basket on the front?
A little bell. Ring, ring.
No.
But no.
Weak. Leg. Never mind. I'm not impressed anymore. It needs
no,
a basket.
I am. You must have been a really good teacher for those kids to come together and want to get you a gift like that.
Yes.
Like, that's what I love about these stories. You must have really, really, you know, meant something to them.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
But it was very special. So I just wanted to share that.
You mean a lot to us, Sue.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue.
Katie
By
Byron.
The way, I'm a
what?
I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to say I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you,
we
Sue.
We love you. Thank you, Sue. Have a great Christmas.
We want to get you a bike, too.
Yeah. Katie, go buy her a new bike. Thank you, Sue. Whoa,
thanks,
lines
Sue.
Are blown up. We do got to do a quick break. I want everybody to hold, though, because I'm thinking we might want to continue with
go
this.
On.
Really quick, let's do
continue.
Alex. Hi, Alex.
Let's do Huxley. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're really good, buddy.
Yeah.
So are you a parent giving a gift to a teacher, or are you a teacher?
I used to be a teacher. I'm kind of retired because I'm disabled now.
Okay.
But I still give gifts. But like I said earlier, and I love you guys, Josh, Jeremy, Katie, you know, we missed on, but you guys have done such a great job. So I just want to let you know that.
That's awfully kind of
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We listen to you every morning on my way to take my son to school. So at the same time, it's funny. But that being said, I think the best thing that I received and what I try and do actually for teachers still, my son's now in high school, but you got to give them something. Our teachers work their butts off and they don't get paid much. So I think baked goods, it's not much. They're muffins. We do, my wife and I do cookies. We do a lot of different things at Christmas time, but it shows something. It shows, you know, you appreciate them and they need that.
Yes. Yeah, we're all about it. We're all about spoiling our teachers. So, what are your thoughts on random chocolate from Walgreens and a puzzle?
I don't know. I don't want to get too much into that.
Yeah. You can blame my wife. You can blame my wife, Alex. You can totally. Alex, we got to go, buddy. I got to get into a break. Can't thank you enough for having us on.
Yes.
Hi, Courtney.
Howdy.
Howdy doody, little cutie.
The kids are in the car with me, and we're on our way to school. I'm a mom, not a teacher, but I think our school has dialed it in and figured it out.
Okay.
Oh.
So in the fall, each teacher fills out a list of their favorite things and their favorite place to get gift cards and their favorite chocolate or their favorite cheese or whatever. And so then they also coordinate with a parent. So there's a classroom parent that coordinates a bigger gift from the whole class so the parents can contribute. And so you don't waste your money buying chocolates. You buy them what they actually want, and then they get a bigger gift from the whole class.
That's genius.
No way.
I love this.
Smart, right?
So smart.
This is great. I know, so I hope lots of people are listening.
Yes.
That's a great idea. So what are you giving your teacher then this year? What's
the teacher is getting a collection, hopefully she's not listening, a collection of gift cards and a jean jacket with a panel on the back that has all the kids' signatures on it.
Oh.
So something with like a personal touch. But then gift cards that are more useful, and then individually we're giving them notepads with their names on them. So if they write a little note, who doesn't need a little stationery, you know, grocery list or whatever?
I
love that.
I love the jean jacket idea.
That's dumb.
No, it's not.
What?
Because the teacher.
Am I the only one scrunching up my face? Like, who's going to wear a jean jacket with a bunch of kids' names on the back?
Don't you go judging. You wait till you see it. I'll send
you
a picture.
Exactly.
Too late.
And, you know, jean jackets are very fashionable. They're good for all year long. And if you had the kid, no, for real. Like, I think that this is perfect for a teacher because then they're going to remember.
Honestly, it's affordable. It's cute. It's got a little, I'll send you the picture. See what you think.
Listen, I just hope this teacher doesn't have light-colored leather in their car because guess what? On a semi-warm day or maybe they kick on the seat heaters, you're going to get out of your car and have a bunch of kids' names on the back of your seat.
Well, I'm sure that they're...
No. It's they're not like coming fabric off. Safe. Yeah. They're not coming off.
That's silly.
Like, I like everything but the jean jacket,
for
Courtney.
For whatever reason, he's got
a problem. All right. Well,
but you do you.
Here, get the list from the teacher of what they like. Get them the things they like.
Courtney,
like
I think this is the best idea. I love the jean jacket.
Nobody has to do the jean jacket,
yeah.
Right?
Please don't, because that's a horrible idea.
Their favorite things.
No denim.
The favorite things.
I'm going to wear it and have my kids take a picture and we'll send
you
in a picture.
You need to, yes.
I will. Just, at least for Katie, because she appreciates it.
Yes. Katie loves the jean jacket.
I do love jean jackets.
Courtney, can't thank you enough for holding for so long. You're a rock star. Have a great day.
Of course. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Phone lines are open if you want to sound off on what you should be getting teachers this year. 303-691-1649. I got Kathy, Tammy, Eliza. Perfect. Kathy, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay. So I always got my kids' teachers' Panera gift cards.
Who doesn't love Panera?
Because I figured it was something that was they could use, and they could go there and get, you know, cookies or a baguette or have lunch or breakfast.
Yeah. Bread bowls.
Whatever they want.
The only thing that would make that better is if you got your teacher a jean jacket with a picture of a panini on the back.
See? Now you're picking up what they're putting down, Jer.
That's the only way
panini
to make that gift better.
Jean jacket.
A panini jacket.
No, I like the Panera move, though.
How much?
That's universally loved.
Well, my kids are all in their 20s now, so I think I initially did $10, and then I upped it to 15 at the very end.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, because middle school and high school, I still wanted to recognize all their teachers, and I had three kids, and some of them had the same teachers, but it just, you know, teachers do not get paid what they should get paid.
And we agree with
I
you
wanted
on that.
To do something nice for them.
Yeah.
That they, and I didn't want them just... they all would write thank you notes too, and so I didn't want to give them something that they're turning around and writing a $5 thank you note for a $5 gift. You know, they're on a tight budget to begin with.
But boy, once you get to high school, you've got like what
seven teachers.
That gets pricey, Kathy.
Yeah, and I also worked in the schools as a special ed para, so I mean, I knew all these teachers myself, and I knew how hard they worked, and I just really wanted to recognize them.
That's
and
so
I had
sweet.
The ability to do so. So
it's very nice of you, Kathy.
Thank you for doing that work, Kathy,
thank
as well.
You.
You're a rock
Thanks.
Star.
It was awesome.
Have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. You bet.
Bye, Kathy.
Ta-ta for now. 303-691-1649 is our phone number if you want to sound off about what teachers should be getting, or if you're a teacher and you want to complain about what you're getting. Love those calls, too. No more mugs! And no more denim. Hi, Tammy!
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So are you a
Merry
parent?
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Well,
actually, I'm a parent, and I've always gone out of my way to get my daughter's teachers something. Just because they do. They deserve something. But that being said, I, this year, got her teachers Starbucks and Chipotle gift cards in a teacher card, like specific for teachers, and we wrote special notes.
In the card with the gift cards?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do the special notes say?
That, you know, that they're appreciated and we love everything they do and...
I like this.
To never give up. Like, it's hard. It's hard being a teacher. But we value them.
Yeah. Well, and especially hard being a teacher. I always imagine they're living Groundhog Day. Because, like, especially the ones who teach the same subject, right? They're living the same day over and over. So it's like you really do have to show them how much they're appreciated because they're helping your kid grow. So,
Tammy, what are your thoughts on random chocolates from Walgreens and a puzzle?
I, you know what? I love puzzles and I love chocolate.
So you'll be okay with it.
That they'll appreciate it, but I did. My daughter's always had a favorite teacher and I do go over and above. This year I got her a Bath and Body Works Christmas candle and a bag of Dove variety chocolates and a Starbucks gift card.
Well, you did go on. That's a good teacher.
Yeah.
That's a real good teacher.
She is an amazing teacher. And so, you know, they deserve, I wish I could do more for all of them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
But You guys are awesome. I wish I could do stuff for you guys, too.
Well, we like Bath and Body Works.
I know, right?
I like smelling like peppermint.
There you go.
We just appreciate you listening. We do.
Yes. Tammy, thank you for your big heart and for calling us today.
Yeah.
Of course. You guys have a great holiday.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, okay. Tammy.
Bye-bye.
Boy, lines are blowing up.
I know.
This makes me happy.
It makes me happy, too. Because, like, again, like the teachers, this is always like a not hot button topic, but there's so many things to be said about it.
Yeah.
So I like hearing what people have to say about this.
I like hearing what people are giving because it gives other people ideas, too, who are still kind of scrambling for teacher gifts. One, it involves our awesome teachers, and two, it involves giving.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy. So everybody keep holding here, 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off about teacher gifts in any way, we'll take anybody's call this morning. Here's Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning.
Good morning. So are you a teacher?
No.
Okay.
I am a
giver.
Parent.
Okay. What are you giving?
So we always find out what their favorite alcohol is, whether it be wine or vodka or whatever, and get a very, very nice bottle. And I have specialty labels made up with their name on it that thank them for helping raise my children and apologize for my children's behavior.
You can need this? You can give teachers bottles of alcohol?
They've never turned it down.
I was going to say, what teacher's going to say
yeah,
no,
Yeah, I wouldn't turn it down either. You can do that?
Really good gift, though. And the personalized label, that is the power move right there, because we really do make them feel special. That is so smart, Patricia.
And I know my kids make me drink. So
I feel like you're drunk right now, honestly. I'm not going to lie. So are you given...
Hey, don't judge, Jared.
I'm not. I wish I was drunk right now.
It's past 8.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Oh, you're fine.
Somewhere.
So are you're doing it still this year, right? You were given alcohol this year?
Yes.
What's the alcohol you're given?
So I got a very expensive bottle of red wine for their main room teacher, and I got a bottle of Grey Goose for another one. There's a bunch of different random ones.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I love Bullet Rye, Patricia. Our studio's in Lone Tree. Look us up.
All right. That's where my office is.
Well, swing on by.
Super convenient bottle of Bullet Rye. It's on pretty good at Costco, okay?
We can do a little happy hour together.
All right, Patricia. I'm excited to get that from you. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye, Patricia.
All right, I got Laura and Tanisha and Elizabeth. We'll do Elizabeth right now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
So what's your thoughts on giving teachers epic gifts? What are you giving?
I give cash.
Straight up cash money?
Cash money. The women teachers get also a little like lotion and things, but I don't do that for the guys. My son's in middle school, and last year I just got sick of trying to figure out what random gift card or what random...
Yeah.
Chocolates or whatever they'd want, and I just decided to do cash, and nobody complained.
How much cash are we talking?
The teachers he sees every day is 20, and the teachers he sees 2 or 3 times a week is 10.
I like this a lot. Yeah. Why not? Go get what you want. And some lotion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, guys like lotion too. There's good.
I know, but I only had enough for the women teachers and didn't want to buy another pack.
Yeah, all right. So.
You don't need any lotion.
Well, I do need lotion. I like musky smelling lotion. Yeah. I'm a lotion guy.
You're looking all ashy over there.
Kiss my ashy. Elizabeth, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Where are we at on time? I definitely want to talk to Laura and Tanisha. We will do, I'll do last call right now. If anyone else wants to sound off about teacher gifts. If you're a teacher, if you want to complain about them or give us a suggestion on what you want, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Or if you're a parent and you want to give us some advice on what we should be giving the teachers, we'll take those calls too. Can you beat a jean jacket with a bunch of random kids' names on the back?
Still the best gift ever.
And can you beat random Walgreens chocolates and a puzzle?
You probably can.
You probably can. Yeah. And again, blame Knick Knack for that one. 303-691-1649. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So were you a teacher?
I was a teacher for 8 years and a principal for 20 years.
Whoa, so you know, you're an expert here.
Yeah, you've done this.
I am an expert, and I have a great answer. At least I think I do.
Ma'am, the floor is yours.
So at my school, what we did, because I did it for so long, is every time you buy a gift card, you know, you do it at the grocery store and everything, they get 5%. So they're making money off those. So there's gift card companies that I used, and we did it as a fundraiser for all the students and parents, and the money came back to the school. So at the beginning of the year in August, we had everybody order their gift cards for, especially for December. And then the teachers all signed up for what gift cards they liked. And then that's what went to the teachers. And so the school made money off of all of it.
Whoa.
And everybody got their gift cards for the year, whatever they needed them for. And then the teachers got whatever they liked.
I like that. Work in the system.
Sneaky. I love it.
I like that a lot.
I like it a lot.
Make those gift cards work for you.
Great advice. So you got to start planning this at the beginning of the year, though, if you have an organization that does this. Now, let me ask you, Laura, as a principal, did you get gifts?
Yes, I did. My parents were very nice and very generous.
Do you recall, like, one of the best gifts you ever received?
Some really nice big gift cards.
Good.
Really nice.
Some people have more money than others, and, yeah, you know, everything's appreciated. But I would say what not to do is food. You know, there's so much food in schools during the month of December, and there's always stuff everywhere, and everybody gains 10 pounds. And,
oh,
you know,
true, Dad.
We have food falling out of the sky in December.
That's like the radio station, too. There's cupcakes in the kitchen right now that I had to avoid. So
yeah, random box of cupcakes.
Yeah, like, so I get, because that was going to be a question I had. I was going to see if I could bring, like, homemade fudge to teachers, but you're saying that's a no.
How about random bags of chocolate?
No, stop.
Hey, if they have kids, their kids might eat it.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, get their kids all jacked up.
They could put it in their stockings or something. That's how they can.
Yeah, pass it off to the kids.
Here's a puzzle.
What a dumb gift from Jeremy.
I will tell you, though, the alcohol thing was interesting because it is illegal to have alcohol on school grounds.
Yeah.
Maybe they do a little side transaction, like, hey, meet me at the park.
Put this in your car.
Well, I would have like teachers go, oh my gosh, somebody gave me this, and I don't want it in my classroom, and you know, we would lock it up in the office filing cabinet.
We'll just pretend that call didn't happen today, then, Laura. We'll just pretend that never happened. You have a Merry Christmas and stay sober, all right?
You all too. Love you guys. You bring joy always to everybody, so thanks for all you do.
Oh, you're right.
Laura.
You're absolutely right. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
I'm so humble.
You are.
All right, we'll do Tanisha and Holly, which is perfect for this time of year. We'll do Tanisha. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. All right, so are you a teacher or a parent?
So I wanted to say I'm a teacher, yes. Technically, I'm a floater, so I go between different campuses. I show up every day to work, and I step in to different classrooms that need help that day. And I don't give any less help than a regular teacher. I'm a teacher at heart, and I take care of those children as if they're my classroom. So my classroom is the entire school.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, like, maybe if the parents go to a smaller school, as a float, I'm not asking for anything like big. I would just like a simple thank you, because, like, a lot of the times I might feel a little invisible. Like, I don't know if they even realize, like, their kids, even when the teacher has to be gone, their kids are still getting the best care because I'm still giving them all the love and care that their regular teacher would give them. That way they're not just getting some random substitute. I'm there to give them that love and that care and that support that the teacher needs in that classroom when they need to take a day off.
See, I like that.
Here, hands down, yes, all day long, 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow. What school district are you in?
Right now I'm at the Berkeley Park area.
Okay. And is anybody getting you anything for Christmas then? Or, I mean,
no. So, no, I've been with the school for 5 years, and I typically don't get anything because, like I said, I do float through different classrooms. So the teachers, yeah, every classroom, they get their teachers, the parents get their teachers, their gifts. And I'll get, like, you know, sometimes the parents will send the school, like, here, this is for the school. But, like, a lot of the time,
nothing,
like, because I don't think they realize, like, sometimes somebody needs to step in if the teacher's going to be on their Christmas vacation or something along that line.
You're working your little booty off all year long.
But like I said, what I would appreciate is like, oh, thank you. We see you. We appreciate you. Thank you for stepping in to help our classroom. That's all. I don't even need a gift. I just want to like.
Yeah, but you do. Goals. You should get something special.
And not
the,
random
the
chocolates in a puzzle either.
What are your thoughts on a jean jacket with all the kids' names on the back?
Honestly, I love it because I'm sentimental. I mean, anything that a parent gives that has something with the kids on it.
Yeah.
Jean jacket, a pair of socks. If it has the kids' names, I will wear it.
Oh, well, that backfired.
I know.
I wanted you to say, that's dumb. Tanisha, here's what I want to do for you since you're not getting anything from your families, your parents. I want to give you a pair of tickets to the Alamo Draft House.
Ooh.
I want to give you a little something for the holiday season because you have been working your butt off and nobody is rewarding you. So go pick out a movie that you want to see, courtesy of Mix 100 and JKJ. All right.
Awesome! Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for all your hard work. I'm gonna put you on hold. You're gonna talk to Josh real quick. He's gonna get all your information, and we're gonna get you those movie passes so you can just go have a little relaxing afternoon on us. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Hold on. Merry Christmas, Tanisha. Little jingle jar.
Yeah, it's the time of year.
Look at you.
Hi, Holly.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're good. We're out of movie tickets now, so don't be trying to ask for those.
Damn it, that was my goal!
Right?
Well, Holly Jolly, you get the final word on this. What are your thoughts on the teacher gifts?
I hate to say it, but ignore your wife. Like, I agree with the previous callers. Like, do not give food. We get so much. I mean, we appreciate everything. But we get so many boxes of candies and junk like that constantly that I end up just regifting it.
Okay.
Holly, thank you. Thank you for giving me permission to ignore my wife.
You're
welcome.
Yet again.
You know what the best gift I got was?
What?
I actually kind of gave it a side eye when I got it, but this parent gave me like a pair of Calvin Klein long johns. And I was like, are you re-gifting this to me? But they are the most comfortable things I've ever owned in my life. I'm like, can I come back to my school? I want more.
That was a solid gift.
You know what would look good with those Calvin Klein long johns is a jean jacket with all the kids' names on the back.